I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Two outstanding young agriculturalists are with us. They've attended the Kentucky Farm Bureau Convention, and they were involved in the discussion meet. They got to the discussion meet because they were able to win their district contest and then advance on to the state contest. So, Jeremiah, let's start with you. Tell us about you and where you're from.
So I am from Owen County. I've grown up there my whole life. I've been very grateful to grow up in a Christian home with Christian values. It's something that's near and dear to me. I've grown up on a small farm where I raise and sell boar goats to other showmen across the state through 4-H and FFA, something I'm passionate about. I play sports in Lexington. I play on a soccer team. I'm homeschooled, and I really enjoy making connections with other agriculturalists across the state.
Wonderful. Clarabelle?
So I'm Clarabelle. I'm a junior at Nelson County High School. I'm involved in our FFA program, so I'm secretary for our FFA chapter. And then also I'm involved in the county and state junior cattlemen's, and so I'm on both of those officer teams as well. And then outside of school, I show beef cattle, so usually primarily Gelbies, Balancers, and Angus, beef genetics. And so I have the ability to travel and kind of get to see the beef industry through a different lens. Not a lot of people get to see it through, and so that's kind of what I want to do is continue to advocate for that side that people don't typically get to see.
What are you going to do when you grow up?
So I want to go to Oklahoma State and get a degree in dietetics with a minor in ag communications. So I'd be a registered dietitian. Basically, I get to tell people how to eat and then advocate for where it came from. So kind of get to see both sides of the coin and the segue between nutrition and agriculture.
Jeremiah, how about you?
That's a really good question. As a junior in high school, I still have a little bit of time to think, but I'm contemplating whether to go to university and get a 4-year degree and move into ag education to be an extension agent or an ag teacher. And my other option would be to go to a trade school and gain a certificate in electrical management or electrical mechanics. I've also considered going to HVAC, so I have a lot of different options and some time to think. Hopefully, with a lot of prayer, I can find what God is calling me to.
Well, I think those are wonderful. We need both of your vocations, whatever it is that you certainly choose to do. You've been in contests before. What makes this discussion meet, not discussion meet, what makes this outstanding youth contest a little different than what you've maybe done before, Clarabelle and FFA?
So I'll say, to be honest with you, one thing is a 2-minute speech. All right, listen, I'm a yapper, and so they told me it was 2 minutes and not 5 to 8. I was like, what am I going to do? But honestly, I think this contest is different because it allows people to learn about speaking and advocating for agriculture through a different lens because, you know, you get to talk more about Farm Bureau, but also because it basically tells you how to say what you want and get to the point. And so I think that's very different but also very beneficial from a leadership standpoint.
So are your folks in Farm Bureau?
No, actually. I mean, well, we're members, yes. I thought you meant like, yeah, we are members of Farm Bureau. Yes.
So let's do that again. So are your folks involved in Farm Bureau?
Yes.
You're members?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And so you've got a heritage of being around Farm Bureau meetings and,
yes,
and hearing things from there. Being in the FFA, do you look at Farm Bureau and think that's a grown-up organization that I could be a part of?
I would say that, but also it's an organization that I already am a part of, right? Because I'm a member of it, but also we have a collegiate program. Not that I'm in college, but we do have a collegiate program and I know a lot of people in that program. And so being able to see how Farm Bureau is helping all ages and still trying to advocate for that age of the American farmer is really awesome.
Jeremiah, how about you? Your family, is Farm Bureau new to you, or is it a household name?
It is a household name. We are members of Farm Bureau. It's definitely benefited my family's benefited from Farm Bureau a lot growing up. I was a part of the YAIP program, so Youth Agricultural Incentive Program, which was fought for by Kentucky Farm Bureau, and I'm very grateful for that. It's something that has assisted me in my agricultural experience. From an FFA standpoint, Farm Bureau is definitely something that I will always be a part of, whether it's the Collegiate Program, the Young Farmers Program. Kentucky Farm Bureau has given so much to me. It's assisted me in so many ways to grow in my experiences, to grow in opportunities. That's something that I definitely want to be involved in to give back as much as I can.
I know 4-H and FFA, and maybe you've been involved in 4-H. You both mentioned FFA. But in those programs, obviously you're developing the individual. You're growing in leadership skills. You're exercising your talents. You're participating in contests. When I look at Farm Bureau, I see, as they say of themselves, a voice for agriculture. Do you see a place, even as a young agriculturalist, the same question to both of you, do you see a place now, even among your peers or in your community, where agriculture needs a young voice to be able to tell the story?
Well, I definitely see that a lot when you go to your grocery store and, you know, maybe you talk to someone and you say, where do you think your food comes from? And they're like, right here, right? Because people think that your food comes from the grocery store. I think being able to show them that it's so much more than that, that farm to table aspect of it, that farm to shelf aspect of it is really important, right? So being able to take that American advocate and be able to say, you know, no, actually this is where it comes from and this is how it's benefiting you.
You know, I think your generation may be one that will say my food comes from the front porch. Because they don't go to grocery, so a lot of people don't go to a grocery store anymore. They used to go to the store and buy, and then they could go to the store and pick it up, and it came from their trunk. But now more and more delivery, so even further removed from the food.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's a responsibility.
It is. It definitely is, because I think something that I've been told a lot is that we are only a couple generations from losing the agricultural base that we have in Kentucky. And so it's our obligation as agriculturalists to speak up for the struggles that farmers are having, for the struggles. We are the advocates for the next generation of agriculturalists. There's not a lot of members in FFA and 4-H, or there's not a lot of young people who are on fire for agriculture. And so it's something that it's our responsibility to uplift agriculture in a positive light, to say, yeah, agriculture is the cornerstone of our economy. It's the backbone of our rural communities. It's something that we have to have in order to thrive as a commonwealth. And so that's just something that both of us have been doing in our own communities as young people involved in agriculture in Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Well, when you get to be over the hill like me, you remember things like the phone being on the wall in the kitchen and a cord, and that's as far as you could go when you were talking on it. But I've picked up my smartphone that, yes, you can talk on it and it takes pictures, but you guys do things that my generation, we didn't know what tweeting was, and Snap meant something completely different, and TikTok was what the clock in the kitchen did or above the mantle. This social media aspect, there is a, if you sent me, like Jonah, to talk to Nineveh, if you sent me out to speak in smartphone language, I'd fail. So there is a generation out there that looks for a different way of communicating, and you guys are there.
Yes.
Well, and I think also people like to use social media to kind of convey what they're feeling. And I think that can be both a bad and a good thing. But when it comes to agriculture, we can use that as an advantage. You know, being able to reach people, you make one post, you spend 30 minutes of your life doing something on social media, and it could impact 10 million people, and you don't even know, right? Like, so I think we could use that as an advantage. Or maybe Farm Bureau, you know, they already are using that as an advantage to try to continue to advocate for agriculture.
Have you seen tweets or snaps or Jeremiah, help me here. I'm talking of a language here that I may as well be speaking Chinese, but have you been able to post something and people look and see and say, hey, I learned from that?
So personally, I haven't been able to post anything. I'm not on social media, but I have been impacted by it for sure. My mom is always showing me little reels or Instagram posts about somebody advocating for agriculture, somebody stepping up and saying something positive about the agricultural community and how we need to be more involved. So, I mean, social media, like she said, is a blessing and a curse. It can be used in so many different ways to either advocate for agriculture. And a lot of times there was a couple speeches tonight that mentioned how news headlines, a lot of what you see on the news about agriculture is negative. It's negative. It's negative. So I think social media is a wonderful window. It's a doorway that we can walk through to advocate the positive necessities of agriculture in our economy.
There was a period of time a long time ago that there were only like 200 periodicals in the whole world. So you could literally have read them all. But in social media, you don't have to have a degree to have an opinion. You don't have to be right to have an opinion. So is there an opportunity for those of you who raise livestock, you goats and you cattle, is there a place for someone like you to be able to speak of the steward's story?
Well, I'd 100% say there is, yeah. And think about, you know, you win a show or you do this or you have this achievement, like you want to post about it because you want people to see, yes, you know, I had the opportunity to achieve this, but also this is what you can do as well. And so being able to share your voice, I mean, I know that both of us have had the opportunity opportunity at some point to do that, whether that be on social media or not. But, you know, you run a junior cattleman's page or you run your FFA page, and you're always going to be able to say, you know, this, that, and everything else. And I think that, like he said, you know, it's both a blessing and a curse. But I do think that we both have the opportunity to do that, and I think that everyone else our age does as well.
Super. Jeremiah, you know the hard work that's involved in farming, and I've got to believe the goats are not always agreeable. But nonetheless, the work's got to get done.
Yes, sir.
What do you wish more people knew
about agriculture in general?
About agriculture and about the husbandry of raising animals.
That is a fabulous question. I think one of the unique assets of agriculture is, like you said, the husbandry of animals. It's something that I've been doing from a young age. So I actually got my first goat when I was 4, and my parents got it for me because I was terrified of animals. I hated animals. And so they got me this goat because they wanted me to understand the value of agriculture. They wanted me to be familiar and easygoing, you could say, with animals. And so as I've grown, their goal has come to fruition, right? I am somebody who enjoys to spend time with animals. I wish the common Kentuckian knew the importance of being able to raise an animal, sell the animal, and make a return on that animal, because raising goats, it's really difficult to make a return off of that unless you know all the ins and outs of the trade. And so it's important to understand the financial aspect of having a farm, of raising animals, whether it's crops or animals. I think it would be very, very beneficial if the average consumer understood the struggles that the farmer has, whether it's mental, whether it's just physical labor, not having enough individuals on their farm helping them to bring in the crop or to run their cattle. I think that the average consumer is very uneducated about the process of agriculture.
Being uneducated isn't wrong. It's just
right,
a matter
exactly.
of where you get your information.
Yes.
Claire Bell, I have heard people speak and say people like you, a beef producer, you're pumping them full of antibiotics, you're pumping them full of steroids, the animals are just being mistreated at every corner on the farm in honor of the almighty dollar and trying to make money. How are they wrong?
I'll say the first thing is we don't mistreat them at all. Okay, I'll be honest with you. You walk into my show barn and there's heifers sitting underneath fans and you got water spraying on them, like keeping them cold, like they're in the air conditioning, right? So definitely wrong on that front. But as far as everything else goes, our Kentucky and our national beef organizations have this program in place called Beef Quality Care Assurance. And so producers can get certified. So we call it a BQCA certification. And juniors can as well. It's actually to compete in our state cattle working contest, you have to have that certification because they want to know that the average producer is doing what it takes to sustainably produce that beef product that the consumer wants. And so it's all about how are you administering vaccinations? How are you, you know, how are you grazing? How are you setting up your working pens? Like all the things. And so it's so much more than just what people are saying on social media and what the average, you know, average consumer in America thinks. It's, there are programs in place that are actively working to solve those. And so I'll be honest with you, I did my BQCA certification and I learned more off the certification than I think I've learned in my entire life being a beef producer, right? Like certain injections are supposed to be given this way that I was just giving them a certain way, and maybe there's nothing wrong with that, but it just proves that there is a correct practice in place and that the consumer can trust that product even more because they know that the producer is doing their job efficiently.
Is your beef safe to eat?
Is what?
Is your beef safe?
Oh, 100%. 100. I have the best ribeyes in the country from my house and Ground Burger. Just wanted to let you guys know. So, yes.
All right. Jeremiah, let's finish with this. Tell me, what was your speech about?
My speech was about Kentucky Farm Bureau being the heart of Kentucky agriculture. So the mission of Kentucky Farm Bureau, who's the voice of agriculture, is to advocate for farmers, identify problems, develop solutions, and fight for policy that promotes economic success. And my speech, my goal of my speech was to convey to the audience that Kentucky Farm Bureau is the cornerstone of our agricultural industry in Kentucky. Without Kentucky Farm Bureau, half of the agricultural assets that the Commonwealth has right now wouldn't be possible. Like thinking about my own farm, and I'm sure thinking about your farm, Claire, Kentucky Farm Bureau through the YAIT program has provided so much assistance in progressing the agricultural experience for so many families, so many young people, so many farmers across the country or across the Commonwealth, whether it's young or old. I also mentioned in my speech the loss of Kentucky farmland and how it's extremely vital that we protect the land that we have right now, because once that land is lost, it's lost forever. It's very rarely given back to the agricultural community. And so Kentucky Farm Bureau has made many different pushes for different bills and policies to keep farmland in production. And so it's something that I'm very passionate about, is that Kentucky Farm Bureau is the heart of Kentucky agriculture.
And Clarabelle, what did you have to share with the audience and with the judges?
So mine is actually a little bit different. Mine is not specifically ag focused, but it definitely is on a front of it, right? So a lot of people don't realize the segue between nutrition and agriculture. And I mentioned earlier that I wanted to go into dietetics. And so I never thought that I would want to do that. And I was in a class, my mom made me do a program, whatever. And I learned that nutrition and meat-based diets and protein-based diets actually help people living with conditions like epilepsy, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder. And so I learned all of this information and developed a company. And so I spoke about that tonight. I spoke about a boy named Isaac. He's 17. He can't go to his school prom because the flashing lights will set off a seizure. His mom comes home and says, Isaac, I heard about this ketogenic diet. I think I want you to try it. So they do all this meal planning. He gets to go to his school prom. He gets all emotional, right? Because it's something he never thought would happen. And so it's kind of a motivational message to say that what you're doing at home, what Farm Bureau is advocating for, it is changing lives that you don't even have any idea you're changing. So every person that heard that speech today, I hope was impacted and was motivated, because what they're doing is actually making an impact. And I tried to provide an example of that today.
Food is medicine.
Yeah, food is health, 100%.
So we think about the future and you look at the obstacles and the headwinds that agriculture is facing and you wonder what's ahead. And then you listen to the voices of two high school young adults and the fire and the passion that they have for the stewardship of being a Kentucky farmer. Claire and Jeremiah, congratulations to you both. I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network.